views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us each week for a live call-in segment where we will intuitively identify patterns, beliefs, or experiences that may be holding you back in some way, and through conscious repatterning, quickly and easily release them right here on the show. We're on Transformation Talk Radio every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, helping you to consciously create your best life. Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne. We're here to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. The best part is that this process is gentle. It doesn't have to be difficult or painful. There doesn't have to be a healing crisis involved, and the possibilities are unlimited. During the second half of the show today, we will be taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some insight into or you would like some assistance with, get ready to call. No topic is off limits, and this process can be applied to just about anything.
And until then, we're going to be doing some clearing between us, demonstrating how the process works. So Deborah, Mark, our producer, and I will show you how it's done.
Yes, we will. So let's go ahead and check in with Mark and see, Mark, what's going on with you? What do you want to work with today?
I've been observing in my life and in those around me and watching what comes up for me personally. My tendency to have some negative energy come up through me around interaction with other people, whether it's putting down other people. I watch myself have a tendency to use comparative thinking, and am I stronger or better or another person, or that person smarter than me or whatever. And I feel this a little bit of competitive negative energy that kind of pulses up through me. And I guess I wanted us to explore that in some of the beliefs and the patterns that underlie that, so that I don't have that desire to poke at another person. You know, I wanted to check in on that and see what we can do.
Okay. Can we also work around the relationship to ourselves, where we put ourselves down?
Yes.
You know, because I know that if I find myself thinking competitively, a lot of times I'm on the losing end of that, and that doesn't feel good either.
That's a good point.
Well, of course, as we're talking, I'm sitting here checking in with all of us, and I'm a little bit embarrassed to say. I know we do a lot around clearing ego attachment to the stuff that comes up this way, but neither one of you really are attached to this way of being, but I'm getting that I am, that I kind of thrive on the competitive nature, and I don't like minimizing someone to make myself feel better, but it does seem like it's been a pattern in my life that it was just kind of inherent in me that I felt better when I was better than someone else. So there's something around using that as a way of measuring myself, other people's shortcomings or other people's faults or other people's failures even. So I'm really excited that we're actually going to clear that today. And, of course, this is not something – I'll get defensive here for a minute. This is not something that's conscious in me. I really enjoy and talk a lot about inspiring other people and motivating other people and making them feel good about themselves. But I'm feeling myself tighten up as we talk about this and wanting to get defensive and definitely wanting to change it.
You know, you mentioned something, and first of all, I love the fact that you're so willing to look at yourself as, you know, and not just play this, like, teacher role and the one who has it all figured out. You have a life that you're managing as well, and it's like it really does feel like a oneness when you do that. So I always love it, that feeling I get when you turn it inward. The other thing was, you mentioned both Gwen and I do not have an attachment, But I still have this negative energy. Maybe I'm not calling it the right thing, but I can feel something, some heat come up in me when I feel angry and I have a judgmental voice, you know, and it's an emotional reaction. And I feel the physical reaction in that, which doesn't feel good. You know, it feels destructive in there in some ways, and I would love to kind of address that too. So is that not something that I or Gwen can clear with, or is it just sort of a slightly different quality than what you're identifying for yourself?
Yes, there's definitely something to clear with, because it's kind of an energy that both of you are fighting against and running from mm-hmm. at the same time. So it's definitely coming up for you too, but in a different way.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and clear, because it feels good to me to just release some energy around the charge that I get around that type of behavior, that type of mentality. I
yes.
really get charged around. Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's do it. Can we?
Of course we can. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's get down
that.
To business, shall we?
Yes. You know what? It seems like that it's really ingrained and anchored in to us as human beings, which is interesting. I don't think that I've ever come across something in my clearing work that I felt was anchored in as a human being. It's really fascinating to me right now. How do you feel about that, Gwen?
Yeah, I'm getting a yes on that. And then the image, right as you were talking, was I just had an image of people kind of like standing on top of each other to get to where they want to go. Like, you know, like that whole energy of I've got to step on somebody else to be able to reach wherever it is that I'm going to.
Well, that feels to me like motivation. So let's ask that we are able to motivate ourselves in the highest and best way, and then, of course, also inspire ourselves in the highest and best way without demeaning others or minimizing others in any way or taking from others in any way, and trusting that we have everything that we need inside of us and we don't have to get it from other people. We don't have to take it. And trust that it is possible to be fully provided for energetically, spiritually, physically, in every way possible, and trust that can actually be a reality for us.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
thank
let's
you.
Start with the opening prayer first. And this, of course, applies to all the clearings that we do in this show, whether it be for us three or for anybody that calls in. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who gets clearing today receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually have another question that's coming up around being anchored, deeply anchored, sort of component of our the way we interact with each other, where we're kind of, you know, trying to see ourselves relative to others and putting others down and trying to build ourselves up. What was your take on that, Gwen?
What I was feeling was that it was literally wired into us almost as a survival piece, and that it doesn't have to be that way anymore. And I, you know, my mind says, well, but I don't really believe that. And so I'm a little bit divided on that one. You know, I can't really prove it one way or the other. But that was the feeling that I had, was that this yeah. was a survival mechanism that was just kind of hardwired, if you will. And we're moving out of that.
Does that mean that being hardwired or like hardwired, that it's not a belief, or is it just a very deep-seated, anchored kind of belief or subconscious belief that is in existence there? And then so what are we actually doing when we break free from that?
Well, I get that it's all of that, all that you mentioned. It's a belief, and it's also just kind of hardwired into, you know, literally the DNA. And so one of the things that I just kind of envision when we clear something like that is that we are moving into a new experience of the way that life can be. And I feel that's, you know, what a lot of people were envisioning with regard to, you know, 2012, you know, we're moving into a different consciousness. And this to me is an example of that.
So we're now at a place where releasing that is possible to a different degree than it ever has been before, kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally agree with that.
How does it change what we can do with it based on the fact that you feel it as being anchored?
Well, it's more than a belief system. It is more something that feels hardwired, something in our genetics, in our DNA, in the way that we function as human beings. But I am getting that we can change it. And it's like what Gwen was just saying, that we are at a place of a different consciousness. We have much more control over our experiences than we have ever had in our entire evolution. And I've received this information intuitively, and I've seen miracles every day in my work, really amazing shifts happening very quickly. So there's nothing in my experience that tells me that this isn't true, and that if it's coming to me intuitively while we are talking about this and getting ready to go into clearings, then that tells me that it's something that we can work with, because otherwise there's no reason for us to be getting this information right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start working with this when we come back from the break. Let's explore where these beliefs or patterns are coming from, and we'll start doing some clearing and see where that leads us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about motivation, inspiration, and trusting that we are fully provided for. And then, of course, attachment to competition, which all three of us have. And then my need or my pattern of thriving on competition, which I am very ready to release. So let's start exploring this and see what comes up.
Yes, love to.
Let's talk about my need to thrive on competition that I was bringing up earlier, and I just want to check again to make sure. Yeah, I'm not getting that either one of you are thriving on competition, but we can clear that. You have an attachment to competition. Mark's attachment to competition is insecurity, and Gwen's attachment to competition is acceptance.
What do you mean by that? I guess I don't really get what you're saying.
There's something around feeling accepted when you excel competitively. So, like, you're proving yourself through competition?
I almost feel like I have a strong dislike for competition. And if there's going to be competition, then I'll just kind of tiptoe out of the, you know, out of the experience. Mm-hmm, exactly.
Well, that's interesting. Do you want to go ahead and test that yourself to see if you have an attachment to competition?
Yeah, I do. I get that. I do. I just, it's, I guess it's puzzling to me. And this is a reminder that sometimes what comes up is so contrary to how we perceive ourselves or our actions or behaviors. And so this is what's kind of invaluable about this work in part is it really brings up the parts of us that I just probably would have a great deal of difficulty in seeing myself.
I feel like there's some more information about that for you, Gwen. Let me check in with this just a second. The first thing I get when I'm checking in with you is that you're not worthy of acceptance. And actually, I think that once we do that, then your attachment to competition is going to clear or release. So let's
do that.
That
would be nice.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that was it. I don't get to, you're attached to competition anymore. Yay. So let's check in with Mark. Mark, what did I say yours was? Insecurity. Okay.
Yes.
So let me check in. I get that you're insecure about who you are, how to be, how to act, and what to do with your life.
Yes, I am. All of those things. Insecurity
okay.
on, absolutely.
It's nice. A little bit different than Gwen right there is that you have the conscious knowledge of all of that. But, okay, let's clear all that for you.
Let's do it. Thank you.
That was very easy. I don't get that you're attached to competition anymore. I still have the attachment and the thriving with competition, and part of it has to do with programming from my family, from my genetics, that's how you prove your worth by winning and excelling. Okay, so I'm going to ask that all limiting beliefs around how to express myself and how to anchor in my authenticity, that all those limiting beliefs are cleared. And any behaviors or patterns that I've picked up from my genetics that aren't serving me related to this are cleared. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, I get I'm not thriving on competition anymore, but I'm still attached to it. The insecurity piece didn't clear. Oh, there's an experience that needs to be cleared here. Was it the time my father slapped me?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Were you spanked or punished? Yes, that's it.
Interesting. I do remember him insulting me. He insulted me in front of my friends, and I slapped him very gently. It was kind of like a joking thing, and he got so angry and slapped me hard. That was his response to my kind of play slap. So let me see. I got to clear with my father. There's one of the girls that I was really trying to impress, so I've got to clear with her, too. I don't remember her name, but I don't think it matters. And then I'm going to ask that experience be cleared. Thank you.
I just got to say, I love this cooperative process where we support each other in clearing these things, you know?
I appreciate you shining a light on the things that I can't see for myself.
And vice versa.
So it feels like it's cleared for all three of us now. The attachment to competition. Good, good. So I want to see if this released having to step on others to get where we're going. It released for you, Gwen. Oh, and it released for me, just Mark. So let's see. It feels like there's an experience for you. You were taught that this is the way to achieve. Were you aware of that? There's something around 14 years of age for you.
That's when I got caught stealing. Does it have something to do with the stealing?
It does.
That would make sense, actually, now that I say that. and albums. They used to have albums back in the day, you know, like vinyl. I stole a couple of albums from the mall in my hometown and got caught, and it was a it was a very big experience. My dad came and picked me up, and I had to tell my mother a while. He just sat there, didn't tell her anything, and now it's just, yeah, that was a big experience for me.
I'm getting that there's a friend for you to clear with involved with that.
You mean my co-conspirator? That is, yeah, Tommy, yep.
And then also clear with your father.
Yes.
That'd be great. What I'm curious about is how this relates to stepping on others to get where you're going.
I guess the first thing I thought of was just stealing, generally. I mean, that's kind of stepping on others. I don't know, are you getting anything else?
Something around your friend. It was about solidifying the friendship through theft. You were trying to impress your friend.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Good catch. Yes.
And you were stepping on others by stealing something that others had to impress your friend.
Makes sense.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's all clear now. So this brings me back to the being provided for and trusting that we're provided for without taking anything from others. I just want to check in to see where we stand on that. Mark, you don't believe that you're provided for physically? You do mentally and spiritually, but not physically. So let's explore where that's coming from.
Yeah. What does physically mean?
Health-wise, or it would be materially. Let's check in to see which one it is. It's material, actually. So possessions, money, security.
Well, the one that comes up for me is, you know, I'm a hoarder. I remember when I was a little kid, I saved a whole, these little things called bonus coupons, and you know, I cut them out of, and I collected them from friends in the neighborhood and everything, and you had to get like 1,000, and you would get $1.08. That's what I remember. I can still see the check. So I collected for like 3 weeks. I got 1,000 of these things. It was a huge pile of them, you know, and I put it in a big envelope, and you ship it off, and they send you $1.08 in a check. So I get this $1.08, and I'm a little kid, 6, 7, 8, I don't know, not very old, and I'm like, you know, what am I going to do with this? And so I ended up saving the $1.08. And I look back on that, and I'm like, I was just a little kid, and I was already learning and acting on that desire to, you know, if you divide the world into hoarders and spenders, I'm a hoarder. And I think that comes from a fear, I guess, that I might run out of money or I might not have enough.
Absolutely. You nailed it. Let's clear that. But I just feel generally there's some distortion in your perception of both finances and materialism.
Mm.
Oh, and Gwen and I have the distortion too. It's not affecting us in the same way exactly, but let's clear that. Distortion of perceptions.
Perfect.
All right, thank you.
That feels like a powerful one.
I definitely feel the energy moving. Let me check in now. Does Mark believe that he's provided for physically? You do. Wow, that's amazing that was all that there was. And when I muscle test to see if you're a hoarder, I get no.
I get no as well.
Well, do you get that he was a hoarder 5 minutes ago? I got yes on that, too. Wow, so that's
no
weird.
Offense, Mark.
Perfect. I get that I'm provided for mentally and spiritually, but not physically.
Hmm.
And I think, does this have something to do with my body?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only thing here, and this probably comes from my body failing me earlier in life, which actually almost my whole life was my body failing me. I was born with a degenerative disorder. So from the time I was conceived, I was essentially defective. And I think that's what I've got to clear with. I've got to clear with my conception. Wow, because I've already done so much clearing around this, but I haven't cleared with my conception. Interesting.
So this brings me back to a prior conversation we had about the programming that starts in the womb.
Oh, we've got a clear belief that we inherited from the womb. And all three of us can do that. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. You know, what we think of as fun, I don't know that everybody does, but I sure do.
I do, cool. Because I know that it's going to enhance my experience in some way. It's going to make my life easier. It's going to make my body healthier. It's going to bring in more abundance. And these I've seen time and time again with myself and with the people that I work with. That's what we're doing. That's what makes it fun. When we clear limiting beliefs, whether they came from our womb, from our parents, from other lifetimes, no matter where they came from, when we clear these limiting beliefs, our experience changes. And that's where the joy in this work comes from.
Beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or as Mark would say, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's clear beliefs that we inherited from the womb that aren't serving us in the highest and best way. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, now I get I believe I'm provided for physically.
I agree.
Oh, good. So it's about time for another break. Gosh, this is so much fun. I wish we could just keep doing it continuously. There's going to be more of this for sure. Let's go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to start taking some calls. So if you would like to join us, if there's anything in your life that you would like a little bit of assistance with, whether it be relationships, finances, anything that you feel like you're limited in any way, give us a call, 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living, it's time for forgiving, it's time to start healing, it's time to start breathing, it's time,
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark. And we've been demonstrating conscious repatterning just with the three of us so far. But now we've got a caller ready to go to the phone lines and talk to Jerry from Denver, Colorado. How can we help you today, Jerry?
Hi, Diane. Anything that I could clear regarding money or making money, new career, that whole thing?
Okay. Let's see. Gosh, it's just so often that a family member comes in right away, and first thing that pops up to me is father. There's some sort of block there. Let me check in for just a second and see what that is. Oh, you're already aware of what it is.
Yeah.
do you want to share just a...
Oh,
I don't need to tell you anything. I just, do you want to share a little bit about that?
Interesting. Well, when I was young, I was really strong. You know, I felt really powerful and all that. But I would look at my dad and I think, you know, he isn't. And I couldn't understand it. And I feel like I've taken that on. Or I took that on.
Okay.
And I don't, I don't take it on, like, all the time, but I don't know how to explain it. Like, I can get, you know, do a lot in my career when I'm, you know, working, but I noticed that that's still there, and I'm noticing it more now, so I obviously need to clear it.
Yeah, there's some sense of loyalty that we kind of inherently have that we don't want to show up our parents or to excel beyond where our parents were. You know, visually I see it, and I see this with you, just kind of metaphorically, if he was standing above you with his hand just kind of holding you down and you not really wanting to kind of break through that limitation that he has set for you, let's show you that that's okay. We'll just ask that you be shown that it's okay to do that, to live your own life in the way that you're meant to live it, and then clear any guilt. I also get there's stress around this for you. I don't know if you recognize it or not, but let's clear the stress that you have. Okay. Let's start.
I'm having a hard time breathing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, a lot of stuff moving. That was just as soon as you said thank you, I heard. I didn't hear anything. I felt a huge rush of energy. So a lot of that is lifting. You know what? I feel like this is your only block.
Hallelujah. Nothing from my mom. Nothing from my mother, too.
No, there's nothing blocking you there. We're still in the middle of the clearing. It's actually really powerful. I'm not sure if you can feel it or not. So I want to wait
I
for
felt
this,
even though I...
Go ahead.
Oh, I had felt, I felt a shift. I didn't know, though, if it was over at the time, so...
No, it's only about halfway through, so we can just keep chatting
okay.
until then.
Oh, okay.
Gwen, do you want to share anything?
I was getting something about your physical body, Jerry, feeling like there's some things you can do to allow yourself to handle the stress that's been coming up and that has been blocking you.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas what they are, what those things are?
I have recently changed my eating. I'm more going vegan, and it feels really good for me. And exercising really helps. I haven't been doing a whole lot of that, so I'm getting back into that.
Mm-hmm.
And today I was meditating.
I got something to do. The clearing that we were just doing just completed. It was very intense for me, so I needed to focus on it for just a second. But I did get baths would be really, really good for you. And if you've got some essential oils, that would be really helpful. I mean, that's like top of the list for you, like highly transformational. If you could start incorporating saltwater baths and essential oil baths in, it will help you a lot.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Well, great. I really do believe that that's it with your finances. Let me just check in really quick. Well, that's it with finances, but there is something else we can help you with. Let me see what it is.
Okay.
We've cleared the block, but actually, it doesn't feel like you manage money in the best way for you. So let's just ask that you be shown how to manage money. And trust yourself with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, that one was fast and easy, and I think that's all we've got. Let me just check in to see if we're complete. I get yes. So thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for holding. I know you called in right at the beginning of the show, so thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm feeling really good. Actually, I'm feeling much more mellow than when I started talking. Oh, man. This is great.
Yeah, even though we just were working on the finances, there's an overall balancing effect that the clearings have for you, too. And I get that feedback quite a bit that people just notice. Obviously, you're probably not in a place right now to notice a shift in your finances, but most people notice right away that they feel better, just energetically, emotionally, feel more balanced. And you said you had a question to ask?
When the three of you are clearing prior to you taking phone calls, if we're listening, are we also getting cleared, or are we just listening? I'm curious about that.
This is something that I eventually want to be doing, but that's really up to you. I'm not offering clearing for people that are in the listening audience right now, but...
Okay.
I'm glad that you brought that up. It just gives me the opportunity to say that that is coming. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm not going to overstep my boundaries just as far as my intuition and, what I'm in alignment with. So that's not available yet because I haven't been given the green light. But you can just set the intention yourself to clear this, and there is definitely power in that. I think that's the reason we're doing this. The three of us are hoping in kind of exposing some of the stuff going on with us that you are becoming aware of some of the stuff going on in you, and then just set your intention, change it.
Got it. That's great. Thank you. Yeah, I was curious to know if that was clearing or not, so now I know, so that's good. Thank you.
I actually have gotten feedback that somebody has sent me an email and said that she felt clearing as we were clearing, and I believe that that's because she didn't have any limitations as far as her own beliefs about what she could clear, and so she just jumped right on board and did it herself. So it's definitely possible.
Great, because yeah. I was basically doing that for myself too, but then I thought maybe I should ask if it's really, you know, if that's working, so.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I loved your calls.
You.
I was on a few of your calls. Maybe this will shift it and I can be on more of them. I love the Tuesday and Thursday calls.
Oh, I didn't know you were on them. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, we're not doing them on Thursdays anymore. We're just doing them on Tuesdays. That was a little bit... heavy of a workload for me because it's quite a bit of energy working with groups of people. So I've cut that back down to just Tuesdays, but we're still there Tuesdays, 5 o'clock Pacific, and would love it if you joined us again.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice. So, Deborah, can I ask you a quick question about Jerry? You mentioned taking baths would be really useful for her, and I'm curious. I've heard you say, dunking your crown, so getting underwater, is that part of the deal, too, when you're taking a bath, is to make sure that you get your entire body, your head included, in for Jerry's case? Is that the way it is, too?
I feel a huge shift, and we are all so unique that I don't ever expect to say what is right for everyone, because it's all based on our own beliefs, you know, and our own energy, and you know, even other stuff that we've brought into this lifetime from other lifetimes. So I'm not going to say that this is necessary for everyone. I got a while back when you and I were working together, I got it was important for you. I get that it's extremely important for me when I take baths. Jerry, also, if you're still listening, it that would be good for you. Thanks, Mark, for throwing that little input in there, but I feel a huge shift when I do that.
Nice.
So we do have another caller holding. We've just got a couple minutes before the break, but let's go ahead and start checking in with Michelle and see what we're going to be working with, and then we'll go into some clearings in the next segment with Michelle. Michelle from Seattle, thank you for calling. What can we help you with?
Yes, hi there. Thank you for taking my call. What I'd like to have help with is I'm getting ready to transition in multiple areas in my life, like major jumping that I've wanted to jump for so long in my ending a marriage and starting over, starting my own business, moving, lots of really big steps for me that I've wanted to do and haven't had the courage to do. And I find myself self-sabotaging and blocking those things that I know that I don't want anymore, but I've been afraid to. So I was wondering if we can clear some of the blocks that could give me maybe more energy to keep that confidence going and strength, knowing that I'm fully supported and I can do this.
Right. I got that even before you said the fear. You said something that referenced it. That's what I got, was your main block, is that you're not ready to transition, and the big thing is fear. So let's go ahead and just clear that now. Let me just see if you're ready to release it. I do get that you are. Okay. So let's clear whatever's holding that in place for you. All right?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there is some more stuff coming in. I don't know that we're going to be able to address it all right now. Gwen, what do you have? I feel like you're getting something from Michelle also.
I see you, Michelle, looking backward, and I don't really. It's that you haven't quite turned around to face the future as much as you want to. Like, your body's facing forward, but your head is looking back.
Yeah, and that's still the case. The fear has cleared, but I do still, I agree with Gwen there that you're not facing the future. So let's look into this when we come back from the break. For now, let's go ahead and take a short break, and we'll come back and continue working with Michelle in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane. Talking to Michelle right now, working on some fear of transition, which actually has already cleared. But let's go ahead and continue with this. How are you feeling right now, Michelle?
Oh, I can feel the top of my head tingling.
Oh, that's a great feeling. People oftentimes describe the clearing with tingles, and it's always in a different place, whether it's the hands or the feet or the top of the heads or right in their heart or whatever, but I love hearing about that stuff. So the next thing that I'm getting that is, Gwen was mentioning that you were kind of looking back instead of looking forward, as, you know, in referencing your life. And I get there's something about, your brother. Do you have a brother?
I have four brothers. One crossed over.
That's him. The one that's, crossed
Leonard.
Over. Yeah. Let's just clear between you and him and then show you how to, move on with your life in the highest and best way. And there's also some guilt associated with that. This is a big one for you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes we don't even know these things are affecting us. But there is a strong energetic cord between you and him. So, yeah, obviously it's not.
Does that mean, like, is that a bad thing or a good thing? Or what does that mean, a strong energetic cord?
Well, it's something that's holding
disturbing
you back
me
right now.
Oh, it's holding you back. It's not a, oh, wow.
Right, it's not serving you right now. So let's just go ahead and cut it, clear it. And, of course, this leaves any cords that are serving you because, I mean, you're always going to be connected to those in your family. Well, and everything, actually, ultimately. But we don't
right.
do anything with those that are serving you or supposed to be there. But let's go ahead and clear between you and him, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. That was all we needed to do. Now I get you're transitioning in the highest and best way. You're looking forward. You're facing your future and confident about it and confident about your ability to transition.
Great.
So,
thank you.
Let's just go ahead and wait for the clearing because I do still feel a little bit of energy moving. How are you feeling?
Still the tingly thing.
Still the tingly thing. Okay.
So can I ask... If I could have, like, you know, like I'm getting ready to launch myself in my divine purpose and in my business, you know, and I'm in this place of how to design that and craft that, is there anything blocking my way of coming up with that creativity and the downloads to what to get my business going?
No, there's nothing blocking. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, that was what we already cleared. We don't have to
talk
about.
That was what it was.
Yes, it was. We don't have to talk about a lot of the details. You've probably heard me say, or you've read it somewhere, that this is really efficient. That's the beauty in what we're doing is that so much clears. We address the core, and then once we address that core, we release it or we clear it. Everything else that may be surrounding it, attached to it, associated with it, whatever, just releases as well. So
great.
We don't
good
have roto
rooter for the soul.
There's a tagline.
I like it.
Right. Actually, when I first started, I used to call myself a chiropractor for the soul or this process. And several years ago, that was the first thing that came because I felt like it, I just felt aligned. I was the first one that was working on myself, by myself, for myself. And that's how I felt. I felt I could stand up stronger and that. You know, I just felt that confidence, and so I used to be like, it's like chiropractor for the soul. we can come up with lots of these little terms and just kind of put them in a little folder. But thank you so much for calling in. Let me just check in and see if we're complete. I get that we are. So thank you, Michelle.
Nice.
Thank you all. I appreciate it very much.
Thank yeah, feel
you.
Free to call us back and give us some feedback when you notice.
I will. I'll give you the update.
Yes, thank you. Or send me an email. You can do that from my website, consciousrepatterning.com.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. I love doing this. As many years as I've been doing this, it just the joy, the pleasure, the fulfillment just has not left or dissipated. Actually, it keeps growing. The more powerful it gets, the faster it gets, and the clearer that I get, it just keeps getting better and better. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We've got a few more minutes. I want to check in with our station producer, Chris. How's it going over there, Chris?
Hi there. I'm doing fine. How are you, Deborah?
I'm good. We have a few more minutes in the show. You were mentioning last week that you wanted to jump in and start doing this. Is there anything that you wanted to work on real quick?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. The thing I want to work on is my mind is constantly racing, and I feel like it's separate from me, which is kind of crazy. And I don't want to sound like a total nut on the air because everybody in town locally is going to say, you know, that I need professional help. But I sometimes think that there's something else inside of me. Actually, I think that a lot, almost like a possession type of thing. And I'm not being funny. I'm being very serious now. Where I cannot be at peace. My mind constantly races about the unknown. How do I know I'm really here? How do I know that everything is real happening around me? Because I'm always here in this body. How do I know that? And, you know, it obsesses. My mind obsesses about the unknown. Like, I can't control it to the point where I can't even enjoy myself.
Mm. Okay. Well, first, I want to do a general clearing for you in that we don't have to talk about the details or the specifics, just clear and release whatever is serving you to clear, because there's actually a lot there. And then there's some more coming in, but let's go ahead and start the general clearing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I get that this is a pattern of your mother's. Do you agree with that?
I would say yes, at least partially that I know of.
Well, she functions in the same way. So, again, I want to clear between you and your mother, clear any patterns that you've picked up from her, and change your belief that it's your responsibility to follow in her footsteps and perpetuate her patterns, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. I also get that there is a fear. You move very quickly, and this actually serves you. But I also know from experience, from working with you, you are the multitasking master. And there's a fear that you have that if you let some of this racing go that's going on in your head, that you're not going to multitask as well. So let's change that belief. Show you how to multitask in the highest and best way without creating any stress or trauma. I'm getting trauma also to your brain. Do you want to know how to do that?
That's true. That is trauma, but yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't really understanding what that meant, trauma to your brain, but I'm glad that you recognize it. And I don't understand half of what comes to me. That's not my job to understand it. It's just to bring it through, bring the information through, get you to agree to clear it, and help you with that energetically.
Okay.
So a lot of it's releasing. Let me see if there's anything else. There is something else. Let's just do a general clearing on anxiety for you, okay?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. There, I feel the huge rush of energy when I mentioned anxiety. Are you feeling it?
Yeah, I just took a deep breath, and I just felt like a total... I did feel a release.
Good. Mm. Well, you have been waiting patiently while you listen to us take all these other callers and do all this other clearing, and I'm really excited that we had an opportunity to work with you today. I feel like this is gonna just clear it all up for you.
Well, I'm honored, and thank you very much, Deborah.
Thank you. We're still in the middle of a clearing, and I would say don't disconnect, but you can't because... But give me just a second to let this complete.
I will.
Okay. Good. Actually, I think we're going to be... we cleared so much. I think we're going to be clearing even a little bit after... after we complete the show, but we don't need to say anything else. It's just going to take a while. And then, of course, a lot of this you're going to integrate while you're sleeping tonight. You're going to feel a pretty big shift by tomorrow morning. So thank you so much for going there and for participating in our show in a way that you haven't before.
I thank you as well.
Thank you. Well, we are rounding down, closing out the show. If you miss any part of the show and you want to hear it, you can listen to the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. We'll be here again next Monday and every Monday, actually, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, with another live call-in segment and some more conscious repatterning. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.